Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The game right now, so it is upon you to keep this on a positive track to start the week.
Well, I'm not going to go with best and worst right away. We're going to keep that for the end because I think my best would have maybe it's going to bring a smile to your face. But anyway,
listen, what would the worst do?
The worst is it may bring a smile to your face, too, depending on what you like. So absolutely. Let's wait till the end of the show for that one. But OK, so there is always some interesting contracts that get signed. Sometimes it's a young player that somehow you think is going to get a lot more money and he doesn't. Sometimes it's a player that has always been thought of a player that should go to another level production wise. And you're always left unsatisfied with the production and what they bring to the ice. And they sign a 5-year deal. Like it's just,
can we start building a wall of words that we should work into the show more often?
Oh,
when
yes,
you just
absolutely.
Said unsatisfied, I'm like, and whether it should be dissatisfied, unfulfilled, whatever.
Yeah.
Like we need to put words like that up there because they are a good reminder. They're almost like they're tangent words for me. As soon as I hear them, I'm going to make a straight line to somebody else and that's going to give us more to talk about. So anyway, please proceed.
The reason why I love that word so much is from the movie Rounders when KGB's playing poker and he says, I feel so unsatisfied in Russian accent. So that's why I love that word. And it always comes first to my mind when I think of players that I want to see more out of. And usually those players either get traded often or somehow a team loves them and they give them a big contract and they say, oh, we still think you're very shiny. And so that's happened over the weekend. We'll talk about some of the signings and why we feel that way. But I don't feel I don't remember what word you use at the start of the show and when it's considering your headspace right now. It doesn't bother me. I just feel it very interesting.
Yeah, and my, I was going to say frustration. I mean, there's a lot of things I'm not happy with in the game right now. And they're not specific to the contract signings we're going to talk about. There's just an overarching, unpleasant vibe in many areas of the game right now. Anyway, please proceed on the Boston front, given that the Bruins earn top billing on the show to start the week based on the volume of signings here on Monday morning.
Yeah, so obviously the big one that was just unveiled by the Boston Bruins social media team, we all knew that was going to happen at some point, but didn't know when, is Patrice Bergeron, their captain, 37 years old, signed a 1-year deal at $2.5 million with an additional $2.5 million in bonuses if he plays 10 games or more in the National Hockey League this year. Very attainable $2.5 million bonus. So we got to assume that Bergeron is going to be making $5 million this year. Look, at the end of last season, when the Boston Bruins lost in the playoffs, he's basically standing there on the side of the boards in the corner in Carolina, high-fiving everybody, hugging everybody. It looked like maybe he was done, had to have elbow surgery in June. So I think that they wanted to see how this was going to respond. He was going to be out 10 to 12 weeks, which is about the time now, the 10 weeks period. It looks like he's healthy, will be ready for the start of the season. So the Boston Bruins get their captain back at $2.5 million on as a cap hit, but with an additional $2.5 million that will be tacked on with performance bonuses.
And
David Krejci, a guy that left for his own land of Czechia, came back after 1 year away to fulfill that second line center position that the Bruins have been struggling so much without him last season. So he comes back signing a $1 million deal with an additional $2 million in bonuses attainable to him. Don't know what those bonuses are like. It was reported what the bonuses were like for Bergeron by Renaud Lavoie of TV Sport, but we don't know yet on David Krejci. And a lot of people out there are saying, well, wait a minute. Why can Bergeron and Krejci sign contracts with performance bonuses? Didn't think they were performance bonuses around the NHL. If you're 35 and over and sign a one-year deal, you're allowed to put on performance bonuses, which don't necessarily count against the cap at the start of the season, but will at the end of the year when you count all the money, depending on if they hit those bonuses or not. And then Boston could find themselves in a position where if they go over the cap because of performance bonuses, it will be coming off their cap next year. Mm-hmm. We've seen that happen even when it happened to the Sabres when Dahlin hit a bunch of cap bonus cap number a few years back.
So the Bruins find themselves in rare company in today's NHL with two 35 plus contracts signed on the same day. There are only 27 of these contracts in the entire league right now, signed by players 35 or more. Headlining the list, of course, Alex Ovechkin. But this offseason has shown that the Bruins and Penguins are in similar company, because it was only a few days ago we were talking about the multi-year deals given to Letang and Malkin in Pittsburgh. So there's no question that the Penguins own this area, they would say, of expertise based on knowing the players and still being comfortable enough to give them long-term deals at 35 plus. But beyond Letang and Malkin, you've got Pavelski and Suter in Dallas, Fleury in Minnesota, Jeff Carter in Pittsburgh. So the Penguins have three of the top seven in 35 plus contracts, which is amazing. Then comes in Bergeron, Smith, Goligoski, Reeves. Buffalo, of course, owns one of them in Craig Anderson. And if you go through the list quickly after that, it's Halak, Nick Holden, Helm, Cogliano, Grice, Braun, Krejci, Perry, Belmar, Elliott, Trevor Lewis, Mark Giordano, Zach Parise, Alex Edler, Mark Stahl. That's it, folks. Those
and,
are the,
and the
only
reason,
27 players that are 35-plus contracts in the NHL.
And the reason why they are allowing for performance bonuses on one-year deal for 35 and over contracts is because a multi-year contract for 35 and over players stays on the books. So if you give, you know, let's see,
Lurie,
here, Bergeron,
sorry,
a five,
Malkin, Letang. Malkin
and Letang, you give them a long-term deal. If 2 years into it, they're like, we're done, we're retiring, we're not playing the game anymore because we can't do it. And it's not an injury or anything like that. It's just, I'm walking away from the game. That money stays on your cap. Now, that is why it is very tricky when you deal with older players. If you go and buy them out, you buy them out, but the money stays on the cap. Like, it, 35 and over contracts really is tricky when it comes to signing them to a long term. It's more preferable to sign them to 1 year deal, give them bonuses, and go 1 year to 1 year when you get to that point.
Well, so how do you feel about the two Boston contracts today?
Well, I think it's really good for Boston because they are making one last push. Listen, next year they have eight guys that will be potential UFA, including David Pastrnak. So you're going to give it one last push right now for the Boston Bruins, who, as we sit today, according to Cap Friendly, have $1.25 million left under the cap. They still have to sign Pavel Zacha, who's going to arbitration. Last year was making $2.25 million, I believe. So we have to expect this number is going to go. So the Bruins would be over the cap in the summertime. Now, Marchand and McAvoy probably won't be back with the team coming off Marchand hip surgery and McAvoy shoulder surgery until the end of November, maybe even December for both players. They got their surgery early June and it was going to be a 6 months recovery. So when they go to long-term IR at the end of training camp, it's going to save them $15.1 million on the cap. So they'll be fine, but they're making one last push because when they come back, they're going to have to adjust some numbers for sure on the roster. So one last push for Boston.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second because the Penguins are showing that there's no such thing as one last push because they're actually planning five more pushes. Wow. Based on the terms, and Marchand's going nowhere. McAvoy's going nowhere. Their goaltending is set. Their defense core is set. They can just keep doing this one-year thing. So I will not include myself in this discussion that this is a one last push Boston Bruin team. By the way, I don't see the Jacobs family pulling back and saying, yeah, we're going to mail it in here and empty out the garden for the next 3 years and watch the tank.
I don't think they will either, but I'm talking about more like what I would consider a legitimate like Stanley Cup contender. I think that Boston is trying to make it happen this year. Pittsburgh, the same thing, but
Capitals are the same thing. Islanders is the same thing. The East is full of these older teams believing they can do it.
Believe Washington. Yeah. So I'm thinking if I'm in the Buffalo Sabres position right now, I'm looking, okay, that's fine. Boston, you want to keep pushing and keep trying to hang on? That's fine, because when we get to our spot, we know you're going to be on the downslope. In my opinion, that's what's going to happen. When Buffalo gets to where they want to be, Pittsburgh's going to start to slowly, you know, go down the stairs. Washington, the same thing. So, yes, there's other teams, right? Ottawa, they're coming strong. Detroit's coming strong. There's other teams that are making that push. Mm-hmm. But I look at teams that have been there year in, year out, the last 10, 12 years, whatnot. I think now it's the last realistic grab. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a way for these teams to go, oh, we have good talent. We're going to develop them. We're going to fill in with, as you pointed out, maybe Bergeron plays three, four more years, and it's a 1 year at a time. And he's still, look, last year, Patrice Bergeron, 65 points, 25 goals, Selke winner again. Like, are you telling
me
that
he's not going anywhere?
He's going to be done playing this year? He's probably going to put up the same numbers or close to the same effectiveness that he had last year.
I agree. And so, and not to go too far on it and suggest that, and look, we are all watching the Sabres and hoping that they grow at the same rate that, you know, Kevin Adams and company are hoping they grow at, mature wise and, you know, obviously individual and team success wise. A great equalizer is goaltending. So if Boston has a dip somewhere, but their goaltending is still superior to the Sabres, then it's going to, you know, a lot of things tend to even out. And I don't know for how long, obviously, but I'm not expecting Boston to fall off the map. However, enough about the Bruins, like really enough about the Bruins. I don't think we've talked about them for a while. So maybe like, how about we not mention the Bruins again until Prospects Challenge, which begins on September 15th? Deal?
Deal.
Unless other, unless out of world, you know, out of this world news.
Well, maybe when Pavel Zacha signs his contract, we'll mention Pavel Zacha, but we won't mention of the Boston Bruins. We'll just say, hey, Pavel Zacha, formerly of the New Jersey Devils, signed his contract. How about that?
What's he going to get? Because there's two more cases left that are not going to go through. And we're going to get to the reason why they're not going to go through in a minute. But there's two more to be settled before their arbitration dates. It's Jake Walman, who no one has an opinion on.
Nope.
He's with Detroit, if you didn't know. And obviously Pavel Zacha. So what's Zacha going to get? And what's he going to settle on with the Bruins now that you've laid out how their cap looks and moving forward?
Well, I think the Boston Bruins are going to try to put the squeeze on Pavel Zacha and tell him they don't have a lot of money left.
Shocker.
But at the same point, he has arbitration, right? And scheduled to go to arbitration. So if he went to arbitration, he's getting 3.5, in my opinion. That's what I think. He's a consistent player in his 6 years in the NHL. 24 points his first year, 25 the year after, 25 the year after, 32 after, 35 in 50 games, and then 36 last year. So I think that is at least 3 to 3.5, in my opinion, on a one-year deal. So I think Boston, even if they wanted to squeeze him and say, hey, we can't give you more than 2.5 or whatnot, he was making 2.2 last season, I believe. So I'm going to look it up quickly. He was making 2.25 last year. So
yeah, he's on at the end of a 3-year deal.
At the end of a 3-year deal. So, and $3 million was his actual salary in dollars. I would think that he will get $3 to $3.5 million in arbitration or on a multi-year deal with the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that they sign him multi-years ahead of time, and it'll probably be 3.8. But okay, we will see.
You're a player-friendly type guy, though. You always, like, inch a little bit.
No, no, wait till what's straight ahead here. But as it pertains to Zacha, and as I said on Friday, it's going to take Zacha 30 years of playing time in the NHL based on his incremental improvements to actually get to the level that people thought he might produce at within a context of an 82-game season. Anyway, I digress for the
But the numbers are there and the money will be there.
Of course. I'm going to hit you with something I've never hit you with before on Sabres Live.
Oh,
are you familiar with haiku?
No. What is haiku?
It's poetry. It's 3 lines of poetry, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
Nope.
Here's one for Lawson Krause. Score 20 or more. 4 million per over 5. Dogs now at the floor.
So they had to give him this contract, right? Lawson Krause, they had to give him at least that money so they can get to the floor. $4.3 million a year for 5 years. Listen, again, when we're looking at a player and you say, oh, let's see what his stats are like. Oh, last season, 4 goals, 9 assists, 13 points in 51 games. Oh, maybe it was a season off. Well, the year before that, 25 points in 66, 25 points in 81. This past season, 34 points in 65. Let's just say that he did score 25. So he had a 20 goal, I should say, not 25, 20 goals, which is a good number to get at. Well, yeah, exactly. Like, he was given ice time and power play opportunities. Somebody's going to score 20 goals with the Arizona Coyotes. But this is a guy that was drafted 11th overall. Okay, was projected to go in the top 5 or 6 because he was big, he was strong, 6'4", 220. Look at this monster coming in. He'll take the NHL by storm. That did not happen, and now you just committed to giving him $21.5 million for 30-some points a year. That is beyond me, beyond me.
I have nothing against Lawson Krause, and I want to say I expect he'll score 20 goals a year. I really do.
Okay.
But it's a hard overpay. It's obvious what they were doing to get to the floor. And on top of it, what makes me laugh is that he fits their new profile. Remember when they acquired Nick Ritchie?
Yes.
And Armstrong said, you know, oh, the new rink we're going to be in, it's small. We need the big body guys. They have since acquired. They've got Ritchie. They've got Cassian. They've got Krause now under contract for 5 years. It's like,
now, okay, it's a smaller building because there's only 5,000 people, but it's the same size ice.
I know.
200 by 85. Like, it's not a small, it's not like you're playing at the odd and you're like, we're going to rock and
you
suck.
You want to tell them that?
Yeah. So yeah, maybe the hallways are smaller out in the concourse and there's not as many bathrooms, but the face-off dots are in the same location. The net's the same size. The corners are the same. Like, I just don't get it. The game is not this type of game anymore. It just isn't. And yes, you're right. Look, Lawson Krause was drafted. Arizona was developed there. They give him the money because they say, hey, we've already made a commitment to you. But it just feels all wrong. All right. It's Clayton Keller all over again. Like, poor Clayton Keller making $7.1 million.
Keller is capable of driving plays.
Yeah, but it's like the point is that when they signed Keller, it was almost like, hey, we drafted him, we develop him, we think he's great, we're gonna give him all this money. But you're now stuck in Arizona not winning and probably not going to win for a few years still because that franchise just is going nowhere right now.
Mm-hmm. Friedman tweeted about it, of course, today. And that reminds us we should, well, I mean, it's summer, so maybe we'll just leave Friedge alone. But at some point, we'll have to have him back on the show. Don't read the comments, right?
Oh my gosh,
the responses to the Krause one. If he sees the deal through, retire his number over the student center snack bar.
Well, he's only 20.
Well, he's Jack's age. He was drafted in 2015.
So he's 25. So if he sees the deal through, you mean like he's not going to play out the 5 years? He's 25 years old. He's definitely playing out the 5 years. They're not trading that away.
No, but they've also seen failure in Arizona. So maybe a guy doesn't live up to his contract is more the point. Like if he gets, you know, maybe the hope would be that if he somehow doesn't live up to 20 goals and Arizona actually gets better without his contribution, that then someday Arizona sheds a contract like that to another team that needs to be at the floor or something to that effect. So anyway,
remember a few weeks ago, we talked about Austin Matthews, 2 years left, like when he's done with his 2 years.
I would never allow us to spend any time talking about Austin Matthews.
I did.
Yeah, it was probably on your other.
No, you know what I talked about? That's when the Leafs acquired Matt Murray. And I said, well, that's not going to make it. Austin Matthews want to stay in Toronto now that they can't stop a puck or whatnot. But it was maybe over the line. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, my point was Matthews is going to be like Arizona's going to want to give him an offer or you know, talk to him or whatnot. I'm like, you're not attracting or going to be able to attract Austin Matthews to go and play with the team in Arizona, is where he grew up, where he played youth hockey. If you're giving Lawson Krause $4.3 million over 5 years, it's just not the way to build your team for when you may want to make a push for a guy like Matthews.
By the way, as we continue on Sabres Live, we will dive into your responses to our Twitter poll today at Sabres Live. If you were Eric Portillo, Sabres goaltending prospect, would you stay at Michigan this season? Of course, there has been significant news since last we spoke about a coaching change among the Wolverines hockey program. So we will dive into that a little bit later. Now, how did you feel about my first foray into haiku?
Oh, I thought it was really good, although I still don't know how that works. So five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. That's a three-line poem. Okay.
Three-line poem. So would you like another one?
I'd love another one.
Who did we talk about all of last week?
Well, this guy's name is Yakov Trenin.
Okay. That's the cue I needed, Marty. Woe, Yakov Trenin. There is no ye in your ha. Blame the Predators.
Well, Duffer, so I woke up really early this morning because
you
I was
did?
On the ice.
We didn't hear from you until 11:29.
Oh, yeah, because I was on the ice with a bunch of a goalie session, and then I was doing some running around, and then I went through the whole text messaging group that we have with the guys in the studio, and I'm pretty much like, well, no, I'm not going to comment. But one of your line was, Marty, please find comparables because I don't understand how Trenin was able with only got a 1.7 a year for 2 years and all of that, scored 17 goals.
I'm going to lobby on air because of what you just did again. I'm going to lobby on air to producer Jeff to please
never allow
stop
the text
letting our text messaging go on air. It's a private thread. I'm serious, Marty. This is not fair.
Okay.
Please stop
here's what
our private messaging.
My response to that, I'll show you what my response to that was going to be. And I never responded because I was like, oh, I'll get to the, our, you know, we log on to the Zoom a little earlier or whatnot. It was going to be Duffer. I don't think I could find any comparables to a guy that scored 17 goals, even strength goals, and only going to make $1.7 million. Like
he
that
scored more even strength goals than Lawson Krause.
And Lawson Krause got $4.3 million. Now, look, I worked hard this morning trying to come up with a couple names. And I'm like, okay, there's guys around that maybe are going to be in the same boat. But most of them are making more money. Like, you know, I mean, you think Yakov Trenin is the same level as Blake Lizotte, who is making $1.675 million this year?
It's so funny. Are you stealing? Why? Okay, so now you're overexposing our group messaging, and you're stealing your names, notes. Literally. So that means you have a spying device on my keystrokes, either on my phone or on my lap or desktop here at work. So that's troubling, to say the least. But Blake Lizotte was on my name of on my list of comparables salary-wise, which then would leave it open to interpretation, yes, as to whether you think these players can have similar impacts on their team. Now, I actually started liking Blake Lizotte a fair amount because the Kings became more and more relevant again this year. So I was looking at role players. And speaking of that, Buffalo has one at the same number, basically, in Vinny Hinostroza.
Yes.
Same number pretty much as Yakov Trenin. Lizotte is 24. Trenin's 25. Hinostroza's 28. And age is important here because it measures typically how many more contracts you've had in your past. Travis Boyd's deal is comparable, but he's 28. And Ryan Reeves' deal is comparable, and he's 35. And we know how limited he is in his game.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe the number is right. I just think that in this world that we live in, where there's a premium, I thought, at the very least in commentary on 5-on-5 scoring, would have thought Yakov Trenin would have done better.
So Jake Evans, right? 24 years old. No, 26 years old. Signed a 3-year deal at 1.7. The numbers are pretty comparable, but
okay, that's a good one. Thank you.
Jake Evans has not scored 17 goals. His most goals in a year is 13 last season. For that was 3. For that was 2. Right. And but the stats are comparable. But now I go to guys that are making over $2 million. That you're like, okay, this is more like a Yakov Trenin. Pierre Engvall with the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, 15 goals, 20 assists, 35 points, 2.25 on a 1-year deal. Boom. You look at Mason Appleton, just settled his arbitration hearing at over $2 million a year for, well, he settled before arbitration, 3-year deal at 2.16. And last year, Mason Appleton, well, he had 8 goals and 13 assists. Like,
so,
I mean,
I did a deep, deep, deep dive on Yakov Trenin versus Mason Appleton.
Okay.
We're out of time in this segment. It probably doesn't warrant going into the next segment. But let me just say, I feel like at the very least, they're even. Trenin is potentially more impactful. I dove really deep into the penalty killing aspect thinking, okay, Appleton must blow him away somehow in this. Nope, not the case. Trenin's actually played a lot, was fourth highest on the Predators in time on ice on the PK, but had better numbers than the three guys ahead of him, who were Sissons, Janot, and Granlund. And did you know that despite being a Vezina Trophy candidate the last 2 years, UC Saros' PK save percentage is terrible. The Predators were near the bottom. Well, they were at the bottom of the league in penalty kill in the playoffs this year. They were marginally ahead of Buffalo in penalty kill in the regular season, middle of the pack. But their save percentage on the PK was terrible. So I'm thinking, okay, well, what doesn't line up properly here? Is Saros a bad goalie? No. They're probably not very good on the penalty kill structure-wise, is my guess. But somehow, despite playing a lot amidst that, Trenin was better than the other guys.
Than the replacements,
so,
yeah.
So I'm sitting there going, okay, this doesn't make sense. He should absolutely be making what Mason Appleton is making. Appleton never had 17 goals in a season. So anyway, that was...
I'm Yakov Trenin, I'm filing something with the NHLPA so I don't have to pay the people that put this arbitration hearing case together. My agent, whatever. I'm going to at least save the 5% because 1.7. And the end... Because he filed for arbitration, the team gets to decide the length of the deal, a 1 or 2 year deal. So the team is like, we're taking a 2 year deal here. 1.7. Yeah. We're laughing all the way to the bank.
He asked for 2.4. I think for me, it was just give him 2. It's fair. It's warranted. It's a career. Oh, by the way, in his last full season, which was COVID interrupted in the AHL, he was top 10 in points per game. Like, we've been really focused on you know, that next wave of Saber prospects. What are they doing to launch them? He was exactly the same as Josh Norris. Not a full year, mind you. He was fewer games, but you get the idea of how you can build a case. Trennan plays on, you know, a grind line, if you will, in Nashville.
Yes.
But that's what makes it more impressive for me, that he was able to score 17 times. Anyway, I apologize to the audience for obsessing over this young man, but now you know who he is. And if he scores 17 this coming season, you will hear about it 17 times during the course of Sabres Live over this 22-23 season. Of that, you can be sure. Eric Portillo's change of scenery? Answer it on Sabres Live. It's our Twitter poll for the day. And we're back after this on WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
First of all, thank you for all the hard work. You win with people, and you win with good people that care and wake up every day and want to get better. And when you can build an organization of people that, you know, feel proud to be a Buffalo Sabre and are all in and whatever we all have to do together, it can be special. And that's what we're building right now.
Sabres Embedded premieres this Thursday, 7 p.m. on YouTube, and that is Building the Pipeline, a snippet from it. Obviously, Buffalo very busy at the draft this year, continuing to build out on the talent that they've already acquired in the still relatively short time under Kevin Adams at the helm as general manager. So make sure you check that out. Marty, I know you're looking forward to it. We had, great opportunity, great access to be around the club before. As far as our content team, and certainly for us personally at the draft in Montreal, it was, a lot of positive vibes, as they say. And I think Buffalo is still feeling that as we inch closer to a month away from the Prospects Challenge at Lecom Harbor Center. Now, of course, one of the prospects that we did see at development camp recently is intending, at last report, to go back to college this year, and that would be netminder Eric Portillo. Eric, along with Devin Levi, put on standout performances in the French Connection 3-on-3 challenge at the development camp. But Portillo, whose opportunity last year to be number one at Michigan came about in part because of how the program was being handled by the then head coach, Mel Pearson. Portillo doesn't have that coach behind the bench now, as Pearson has been voted off the island, so to speak, after a significant review of everything that has gone on inside the walls of the hockey program. And there was clearly, as we discussed last week, and as The Athletic led in the way of reporting, thanks to Katie Strang, just an awful lot of improper behavior in the sense of not treating people professionally and conduct that really just doesn't seem to be the way the sports leadership world is trending. Those were the feelings, the words expressed by many who were, you know, allowed to and encouraged to share their firsthand accounts on what was happening within the program under Mel Pearson. So Brandon Nerotto, a former assistant coach, but also former player with the Wolverines, has now taken over as head coach. And we asked the question at Sabres Live on Twitter, if you were Eric Portillo, based on the events that have transpired here in the last 7 days and the coaching change, would you continue playing at Michigan this year?
It's a trick question, Duffer, when I think about it, because Portillo made his decision, or somewhat hinted to his decision, to go back. And I don't think that's going to change because they have a coaching change. Most importantly, I thought that it was going to be a decision where Portillo was going to come out of college hockey, turn pro, play at Rochester next year, most likely because they're not going to have the team that they did last year. They're not going to have Owen Power. They're not going to have Matt Beniers. They're not going to have Thomas Bordeleau. They're not going to have all of these players, right? So it's not going to be the same team. And then you look at, factor in the decision of Levi to go back to college. So you say, if you're Portillo, do you want to take that step in and really open the door first to a pro year so you set yourself up? So I thought the right decision, and I'm not Eric Portillo, I'm not his advisors, I'm not his family, so I thought it would have been to turn pro, but he decided not to. I don't think this affects that. Actually, for a guy like Portillo, that seems to me like he has these morals in place, that school is important, development is important, he wants to, this may be a step in the right direction, saying, hey, we had a coach that really did a lot of things the wrong way, and finally I'm going to have a chance to get better, mature as a young man, learn life lessons, and continue to develop. So I think that, to me, is why I believe he'll stay, and why that wouldn't change my decision. My decision would have been different from the get-go as opposed to going back to college. But again, that's just me. That's not taking in his own beliefs and what he wants to do.
Again, our question at Sabres Live, if you were Eric Portillo, would you stay at Michigan this season? Some good responses. Seth chimed in with younger coach, relatable, wasn't long ago. He was a player on the program. Think this only makes Portillo want to stay more. Bill said, no, no, no. So he was very clear in where he stands on the matter. Jim said, not sure this changes anything for Portillo. Seems like he's there for UM Business School. Also, does he want to go to Rochester and split time with UPL, or worse, go to Cincy? So those are interesting questions. I mean, I think the word obvious, well, I should never use the word obvious. What do you think hypothetically would happen with Buffalo's goaltending picture right now, because they do have the pieces in place to fill out Rochester? What would happen, in your opinion, if Portillo came out?
Well, I believe that now the time to come out of college is past, because the Sabres went about their business and filled the spots. Craig Anderson, Eric Comrie, Buffalo, UPL, Malcolm Subban, Rochester, Michael Hauser still with Cincinnati. And I know they filled it another spot there with another goalie, but still, like, the, I, and first of all, I don't
Beck
think
Warm.
Oh yeah, that's right. Great name. Yes. So, but I don't think because you're in college, like a player like Portillo has a bit of sin, right? If he's mm-hmm. talking to the Sabres about coming out of college, that's not to go to Cincinnati. Look, you stay in college hockey if you're going to go to Cincinnati, if that's the plan for you. So I think that the plan would have been for him to go to Rochester. But right now, the doors are closed. You know, if you were to call the Sabres and say, I'm coming out, look, would the Sabres entertain the idea? Absolutely. Could there be a loan situation? Yes, possibly. Maybe it's not Rochester. Look, Jordan Binnington was not in the St. Louis Blues organization. He was loaned to the Providence Bruins
Correct.
When he got called up to go to St. Louis and then ended up winning the Stanley Cup. So could the Sabres make it work? Yes. If Portillo wanted to come out, maybe they would loan UPL. Maybe they'd loan Malcolm Subban. Who knows? But I do think that the Sabres went about their business and mm-hmm. that door is pretty much closed now as to the option for Portillo moving forward.
Yeah, I won't go as far as to say the door's closed. I just think that we have been shown too many times that everything is not as it may appear. But I would agree definitely with the tweet that Jim sent in that I just read, and it piggybacked off of what you said, and that was my belief and understanding is that the educational aspect here for Eric is really a priority. Yes. And so being this close to that finish line is something that I would think would be important. Now, is there, I don't know the, well, I won't even use the word. What if, let's say, there was this logjam in Rochester and the loaning out idea of whichever player you know, doesn't happen and can't create the space for Eric. Like, would he go back home to Sweden and play pro?
Could be. And that's another option that would be presented to him. Look, his former goalie partner, Strauss Mann,
I know,
left that's Michigan to go play in Europe because, number one, he didn't have any place to go. Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to make a statement about the culture at Michigan. It's like, I'm
exactly.
not playing here.
And then he got, I'm not going to say it was retaliation, but it definitely looks like Mel Pearson felt like Strauss Mann was leading the crusade to get him fired and told him, you're not coming back. And then when they settled down, he basically said, well, if you want to come back, but you're not guaranteed to play. I think they wanted to give Portillo the chance, and that's fine. That's a hockey decision. You know, the other side of it, very murky when you're looking at the water. So, but Mann went to Europe. A lot of college goalies sometimes go that route. Tim Thomas did after Vermont.
The difference here being he's actually from Sweden, so it's
yes,
not like
but,
yeah, yeah.
And it
Tim, Eric, of course.
No, exactly. But Tim Thomas did. There's other college goalies that have done that. And for Eric Portillo, if the situation was that I don't want to go back to Michigan now, like things are changing, it may not be the opportunity I thought I was going to get. Mm-hmm. I would think and thank you for pointing that out, Duffer. Like, the best case scenario for him would be to go and join a team in the Swedish Elite League or somewhere in Europe to play a good year of professional hockey and then come to Buffalo after that. And
might be hard to find a job overseas though, too, right?
They're
closer to the start of their season, presumably, right?
Yes. Some leagues like the KHL, I believe, has started, or they've played preseason action and all of that. So, yeah. But again, Portillo is a really big prospect, would put a team in a better position with having him on their team as opposed to not. So I think there'd be teams that'd be giving him the opportunity. But I don't think that's happening. I really don't think it's happening. I think Portillo made his decision. Business and the schooling is important to him. I think he will take his time. I'm not one to go out there and say Portillo is going to walk away from Buffalo, but I do think that he is very, very careful when thinking the way to approach things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's going to jump the ship because the coach is gone now and all of that. I think he's sticking to his plan.
Second week of August and no shortage of hockey stories to discuss to kick off the week. I can't tell you how happy I am My, how my demeanor has changed since we started at noon. With Marty, I'm Brian. Best and worst of the weekend straight ahead on Sabres Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
When I was with Buffalo with you, I remember getting a phone call from John Mucker. Get up to Portland, Maine. I want you to see J.P. Dumont play because, you know, he was with the Islanders at that particular time. And it was one of those ones. I still remember to this day, I was driving back from Syracuse. It was a Friday night. And I get home and I got a message. You got to get up to Portland, Maine tomorrow to watch J.P. play.
Terry Martin, Stanley Cup winning scout, Colorado Avalanche, Sabre alumni, Western New York resident for more than three decades. Yes. Do you think they ever called him T-Mart when he came into the NHL in 1975?
I don't know if they call him T-Mart, reference to Kmart, but I used to call him T all the time. Like, it was just T, right? Never Terry, never, so it was T. So I would think probably they called him T-Mart.
The Sabres Live Overtime podcast, available now at all your favorite streaming platforms. Please enjoy the lengthy conversation, the hockey history, especially Sabre-related stuff that you can latch onto from Terry's time in the game. And of course, congratulations once again for him finally getting that Stanley Cup after all these years. Best and worst of the weekend, Marty, you're on camera too for the closing segment here on the television side. Let's hit it.
Yeah, backup camera, my phone. Best of the weekend was Andrew Podorowski's Calder Cup party. Potsy, who is a was on the pod with us, talked about. So we talked about Jonathan Quick's story again. But what a get together! A lot of players from the area showing up. A lot of families. It was Saturday night. It was great. It was fun. So thank you for the invitation, everybody. I had a great time. So that's the best. Worst of the weekend is I was watching baseball last night as the Padres could not beat the Dodgers. They lost Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They lost 8-1, 8-3, and 4-0. They acquired Juan Soto at the deadline and couldn't beat the Dodgers this weekend.
Did you see that Vin Scully line that was resurrected about that?
No.
Apparently years ago, I saw it on Twitter. I don't know the source, so maybe I shouldn't quote it. But apparently Vin said, and probably numerous times, once again, the Padres won the trades, but the Dodgers won the games.
Yes. Very like, fitting for this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, come on. This is just too perfect. All right. I think that's it. I mean, hey, Brooke Henderson, another top 10 on the LPGA Women's Open. Rustin Kelly, unbelievable show in Woodstock, New York. Maybe we'll discuss tomorrow. See you then.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.